Okay, so the so we're in the Rishman Vav Sif Gimel Sif Dalet actually. So there's a Dalet with a little Aleph. It's next to it on I don't know. On mine, it's page 10. Yeah. So v'chayv l'shalish limuda shlish petorah shlish b'mishnah shlish b'talmud. So that's the quote from the Gemara. The Yosef tells you it's from Maseches Kedushin. It's also less famously from Maseches Avodah Zarah. So Maseches Avodah Zarah provides a little bit of more discussion, perhaps. But that's what the Gemara says, right? You've heard this idea before, right? A third.
We've done it here before. Huh?
You've done it here already? Okay.
Yeah,
all right. So, anyway, so that's a Gemara in Maseches Kedushin. So Peirush, so what does it mean? So what's Torah? What does Torah mean? So Torah Shebichtav. So that means the written Torah, Kamo Torah Neviim Uksuvim. Good. Mishnah. So who Torah Shebalpeh? Well, Peirush ha Torah Shebichtav hu bichlal zeh. So Mishnah means Torah Shebalpeh, like oral tradition. Sounds like mitzvos, halachos. And explanation of Torah is included in Mishnah. And then Talmud, who should yavin v'yaskil achris davar mireishis v'yosi davar mitoch davar v'yidma davar l'davar v'yadim miyus shatorin resabam ad she yada heyach ikra mitzvah v'heyach yosi ha'isr v'hamutar v'chiyosi b'zibit varm shalom and p'yashmula. So Talmud is understanding and trying to figure out something from other things and trying to compare things and using the Yid Gimel Midos. And all of that logical discussion, all of that qualifies as Talmud. So Talmud doesn't just mean Talmud like the Talmud that we refer to as Talmud. Talmud is the discussion that's taking place. So it sounds like, straight off the bat from this, the Torah itself quotes. So what does that mean? So Hayabal umnas ha'osik v'malacho, if he is a worker and he's involved with his work 3 hours a day. So the Tisha shows the Torah, which leaves, like the most balabatim, 9 hours a day to learn. So Yikra b'shalosh mehen Torah. He should read Torah at a third of that. Shebichtav u'shalosh Torah shebalpeh, and 3 hours learning Mishnah, which is sounds like halacha and commentary on the Torah shebichtav. According to what you said, u'b'shalosh yavin davar mitoch davar, and then you get to spend 3 hours trying to figure things out one from another. The what we refer to as Talmud or I don't know pilpul. I'm not sure I want to use the word pilpul, but lumdus. That would be the last 3 hours. That's what Talmud is referring to. Fine. So that is a straight commentary from the from that Gemara Maseches Kedushin. So the Chassam of Rambam. So then the Rambam comments from Medvar Mamurim. So betchilas limudu shaladim. That's really only when you start learning. Aval kishiyagdi l'chacham. But as you advance in your wisdom, v'lo yehit sarach lo lilmud Torah shvichsav v'lo lasok tamid b'Torah shvalpeh. And you no longer need to learn Torah shvichsav or be involved in Torah shvalpeh. Yikra bi'itim mizumanim, Torah shvichsav v'divrei hashvua, k'dei shelo yishkach davar midivrei divrei Torah. So you can spend a little bit of time, you should still go back and review Torah shvichsav and what's referred to as Torah shvalpeh, and you should go back to that, but v'yifna kol yomav lo Talmud, but you should spend most of your days in Talmud. By itself. Why? V'yirochev libo v'yishiv daito, because of the width of one's heart, and the calmness of one's head. So the Gemara has this suggestion about learning the 3-3-3, and it comes along the Rambam, and probably part of it making the ha'ara that, well, I look around, I don't see people doing it, and Rambam also thinking, I don't do this. If I would spend one third of my learning time just going through Parsha, so I probably wouldn't get too far in terms of my Mishnah Torah. So how is that defended? So I'm saying, yeah, that's in the beginning. But as one continues and proceeds, so then there's no longer a need to spend so much time learning Torah Shebichtav, because obviously you already know it very well, right? And so to the as well as the Mishnah, that you don't have to spend so much time learning Mishnah, or what we refer to, I think what the Gemara calls Mishnah, we would call Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, or we would call Shulchan Aruch, or we would call Halacha, right? So it's also, that's not so necessary. You could spend your time, the vast majority of your time, you could spend it doing Lumbus. So that is opinion number one. Well, I don't know if I'll say number one, number two. I guess number one is just straight reading of the Gemara, that you got to spend your time doing that. Then Rambam modifies that and says, yeah, well, that's in the beginning, when you're just starting out and learning. But once you already have a lot of experience, once you already have a lot of knowledge, not so much more knowledge and experience, then you can shift those proportions accordingly. Then you have opinion number three, and that's from Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbeinu Tam Peir Sha'anu Somchin Ahad the Isa B'Sanhedrin. So we can rely on that which it says in Sanhedrin. Talmud Bavli Bo'ul B'Mikro V'Mishnah V'Talmud. That all of those things are really included in learning Talmud Bavli. Uvo Anu Yotzei Nidei Chovasan. And with that, we could be Yotzei Ar Achiv. You just open up a Gemara and you learn Daf Yomi and you know it well, so you'll end up knowing Halacha, you'll end up knowing much of Tanakh, and you'll end up knowing, obviously learning Gemara. So that, you put them all together, they would all be inclusive. So Rabbeinu Tam is different than the Rambam, right? The Rambam is saying that you need to, you could start shifting it once you already know Torah Shavuot Tzav, Torah Shavuot Peh. Rabbeinu Tam seems to say, no, you learn the Talmud, yeah, that will be your ticket to being able to learn all the things that one needs to do.
We're interpreting it saying you don't have to start with Chumash or anything, just go right to Gemara.
That's what it sounds like, yeah. Now, whether that, practically, I don't know what he would, I don't think he would say that to a 5-year-old, but he might say it to a 25-year-old who is just starting to learn. Yeah, that that could work. So there's a few other possibilities that pop up on the page as well. One of them is in the Bedek HaBayis here. So the Bedek HaBayis, you see, in the Beis Yosef, there's that on page Yud Aleph, there are in comments Bedek HaBayis. Bedek HaBayis are the things that were added in by Rav Yosef Karo, like a second time around. So this actually is quoted by Rav Yosef Karo. This is Ravina Yerucham, right? Yeshem Meforshim Shech Kosfu Adat. In the Beis Yosef, on the top, right here. Should have
here.
A smaller writing, yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, your page is a little different than mine, but... so Chazav Rabbeinu Yerucham, right? Yeshem Mefarshim Shekasu Dahadamir Nishlish Mikra Dafka Latinok. That when we say a third of your time should be spent learning Tanakh, that's specifically for a Tinok. Shadayin Lo Kara Mikra Kol Tzarcho. That hasn't yet read. Hasn't yet learned all of Mikra yet. Aval Adam Shekara Mikra, but a person has already done that, in the Rishai Lasot Bashlish Yamav Vivatal Min HaMishnah Min HaTamad. Then he shouldn't spend a third of his day continuously going through Tanakh, but then he will be Mevatel Mishnah as well as Talmud. V'Ramah Kasav D'lo Amru Zeh El Odoros HaRishon. So then comes the Ramah, not the Ramah, the Ramah lived in Toledo. He was before the Rush got there. So v'ramah kasav d'lo amru zeh elo l'doros harishonim she'elibam pasuach t'day lehem l'mishnah l'talmud. This all worked in the earlier generations because their hearts were open and it was enough for them to learn Mishnah and Talmud sheni shlishi yimehem, two-thirds of their time. Aval didan l'mikra begirsa d'yankusa d'halava yaspiku shar yimosenu l'mishnah l'talmud. But for us, the mikra is things from when one was young, and halavai that we should yaspiku shar, we should spend the rest of our days learning Mishnah and Talmud. The Mishnah, again, in the days of the Rishon, two-thirds of their day. But for us, what is he changing here?
Sounds like he's saying that we can't afford to spend much time on
meaning they can learn Mishnah and Talmud two-thirds of their day, and have plenty of time for Mikra. But us, we're not going to be able to. It's not going to work for us. So we're going to push aside the idea of Mikra. So clearly, the thrust of the Rishonim seems to be moving away from spending a lot of time on Tanakh, and one wants to. And in that OU magazine this past week, someone did a full survey of the different positions on it. But I think Rabbeinu Tam is generally what people rely on with regards to that Gemara. So, yeah, the Gemara, all of it is included in the Gemara. So if you look in the Drisha here at the bottom, so Drisha has a section where he quotes Rabbeinu Tam, and he says that Yesh Bali Batim Noagim Lilmo B'chol Yom Gefes, that there are those. Oh, I'm sorry, before we get to that, let's just quote one more shita, and that is from this, the same Gemara is mentioned in the Avodah Zarah, a little bit more lengthy, but it comes out the same way, that the three, they have to spend your time learning these three things. So the Ritva, as well as the Ran in Maseches Avodah Zarah, comment, V'yish b'forshim shi'achul kol yom v'yom l'shlosh ha'chalakim. Miyu l'kul, they shvay each day three ways. Miyu l'kulhu perushe enam chalkim shavim. But he says, according to everybody, they're not equal. Yes, learn all three of those things. Each person according to what they need and what will help them the most. So what's the Ritva saying? That even though the Gemara says a third this, a third that, the Ritva says it doesn't mean a third. It just means you need to have those three topics. Now, it's a little difficult to read that in the Gemara because the Gemara, that Gemara actually started off by saying a third of your days, a third of your days. So the Gemara says, comments first, well, how do you know how long you're going to live? That's the Gemara's question in Avodah Zarah, right? How do you know if you're going to spend your first, you assume you're going to live till 70, so until age 10, you learn, I don't know, how to count. And then 10 to 30, Mikra, 30 to 50, Mishnah, and 50 to 70, Talmud. Well, how do you know you're going to live that long? Because maybe you're never going to open the Gemara. So the Gemara then says, all right, fine. Divide up your, your year, or maybe just go straight to week, and then finally concludes by dividing up your day. And that's the way that the Gemara comes down. So it sounds like it's really doing a mathematical computation. But nevertheless, that's the sheet of the Ran and the Ritva, that the whole thing was never meant to tell you exact details, but rather just that those three subjects need to need to compose one's regular Torah learning. Okay, so those, I guess, four shittos that are out there as to how to bring that Gemara to the modern day: Rambam, Rabbeinu Tam, the Rama, and then the Ran/Ritva. Okay, and then all of that is somebody who is, as described by the Rambam, person is spending 3 hours going to work and 9 hours a day is able to spend their time learning. So the Drisha says, okay, well, we got a problem because not everybody can afford to only work 3 hours a day. Some people have to work 9 hours a day, which then of course would leave 3 hours to learning Torah. So how do you divide, if you're only going to have 3 hours of learning Torah, does that then change the formula that one is going to use to figure out what they should learn? So the Drisha here at the bottom says, Yish balibatim noagim lumud b'chol yom gefes. There are those balibatim who learn gefes every day. What does gefes mean? So, I didn't realize gefes goes back so far. Gefes generally is used to stand for Gemara.
No, it's
okay. Gemara, Pirush Rashi, and Tosos.
Really?
That's the way. We have a Seder and Gefes. Gemara, Pirush Rashi, and Tosos. So then he adds in below Shar Poskim, not the other Poskim. Vim Rayim. He had them, and why would they do that? Because they bring a proof. Because it says at the end of the last Parak of Maseches Nida, Tana Deveilia, Kol Hashana Halachos B'Chol Yom, Muftach Lo Shubin Olam Haba, that anybody who learns Halachos every day, they are going to be considered worthy of going to Olam Haba, and their assumption is that learning Gefes is learning Halacha. So the Drisha says, V'ali nira, but it appears to me, ki lo zos hamargua, v'lo bezos ishala hamisala, that this isn't sufficient, and it's not praiseworthy, right? Ki im bezos ishala haseichel v'yadua besifrei poskim dine Torah. Haskel v'yadua, that should become understood and known, the Sifri Poskim of the laws of the Torah. Who are those? Kigon, Halfasi, Vamordechai, Vaharash. That Gemara in the Maseches Nida where it says you have to learn halachos every day, so guess what? Learning Gemara, Rashi, and Tosos is not necessarily going to give you halachos every day. The way to learn halacha would then be to learn the Rif, the Mordechai, and the Rush, the Domeim, and Sfarim like them. V'zehu shorish v'ikar l'Torah Seinu. And that's really the main part of learning. V'inam yotzim klal b'limud Gemara, Perush, Tosos. And you're not really yotze the idea of learning halacha by learning Gemara, Rashi, and Tosos. Why? Datan ve'eliyahu kfar kasav Rashi sham kolashona halachos perish halachos psukos. In fact, Rashi himself would tell you that you're not yotze learning halacha by learning Rashi's commentary, because Rashi understands halacha as being halacha psuka. And therefore, in order to learn halacha psuka, so you're not going to learn that. You're often not going to get that from the Gemara. You're rarely going to get it in Rashi, and you're probably not going to get it in Tosos either, right? But the Rash, Mordechai, and Rif will give that to you. Masha Kasa Rabbeinu Tam Kan Talmud Bavli Balul Kai Amasha Kasa Rabbeinu Lifneize Alimi Tisha Shows Biyom. At this idea of learning this way, that's for somebody who's learning 9 hours a day. But he has a lot of time, so then he could spend his time learning Talmud. But our balabatim, she'inam lomdim, they have to work all day. They only have 3 or 4 hours a day to learn. They shouldn't spend their time learning Talmud only, or specifically, but rather need to spend their time learning what he calls halacha psuka. All right, so it sounds like also halacha psuka might be different than Mishnah. I'm not sure what he's implying with that, but it sounds like it might be. It's unclear to me what he meant by that. Yeah, right. There's an addition. Maybe it's the same as Mishnah.
You don't do all three if you don't have time. You have to do halacha.
Right. The most important thing is to learn halacha. That's what he. That's what this Fisha seems to be saying. No, but then he says, don't only learn Talmud.
Don't only learn Talmud. That doesn't mean you shouldn't ever learn Talmud. I think it means you should learn Talmud, but also make sure
you
learn Talmud.
Yeah, right.
Because most people, I mean, Talmud doesn't get you to Allah.
Correct. He has, if you look in the Ha'aros and the Hagos and Ha'aros on the bottom, which I assume you have, in Vav, says Vani Abba. That's actually, perhaps this is another Shita as to what happened to the Gemara's prescription for learning. And that is, Ani Abba Acharei HaRav HaMalesius Devari Shalom Amar Shalashim Adam Shlishma Mikra El Bizmadam. He says, that idea of learning, of splitting up your day 3 ways, that's in the old days. Shalom Hayal Lahem Torah Shebal Peh Arucha, because their Torah Shebal Peh wasn't as long as our Torah Shebal Peh is. Right? Zulas Mishnayos Ubraisos. They had Mishnah, whatever is in the Gemara, meaning it's what was done before the Gemara was printed. So their Torah Shebal Peh was Mishnayos, Braisos, Tosos, Vagados, and Talmud. I'm not sure what the Talmud, what he's referring to. I guess their discussion of it. About Bizmanenu, nowadays, Zeh, Shekol HaRabbanim Hirchivu Gvul B'Torah, that all the Rabbanim have expanded the boundaries of Torah. V'chol Echad V'Echad Chavar Sefer Asvarim. Everybody writes a Sefer Asvarim. V'vade Shehen Nichmasu B'Chlal Torah Shebal Peh, Halvai Yafbiki Mosenu Likrasan. Halvai, we should have enough time to read all the Asvarim, and that perhaps is what changed the proportions a little bit. Now that there's so much more in what we refer to as Talmud or in Torah Shebal Peh, so that's going to diminish the time that's going to be set aside for Mikra. Okay, so it doesn't seem like there's anybody really coming in and defending the Mishnah, saying, oh, no, you need to be spending a third. It seems like the thrust of the Rishonim here is to use, I don't know, I'm going to say apologetics, or to give a shot that nowadays, for the reason nowadays things are going to be different. Okay. So all of that has to do. So all that was the change of the third. Let's go to the Shulchan Aruch and some important notes from the Taz and the Shach there.
Something I keep on thinking about. The Sfarim on Shavuos night have a Seder, and is it three?
Well, Chabadniks do it. They do.
The Sfarim do it too.
They have a Tikkun Leil. They have an official Tikkun Leil Shavuos.
Yeah,
is that a third?
Are they dividing it up that way? I'm not sure. They.
I don't know what the third. They give you selections from all different parts of.
Right, they do a little bit. It might actually be. I don't know which way it's weighed. That's based, I never understood until this past Shavuos the issue of the Chabad, or what they're doing on Shavuos night. First of all, the whole idea of Tikkun, the Tikkun Leil Shavuos, which the Rebbe said you have to do, one of the about next year, but totally like they're so jealous of us. So like, we get to stay up all night, like learning exciting things. And, like, he's stuck just reading this Tikkun Leil Shavuot passage. But the other thing I never understood is their minhag is to stay up all night and then to go to sleep in the morning. And then have davening later in the day, and everybody, no one should be tired at for Kabbalah Satorah. Everybody should be wide awake for Kabbalah Satorah. So I never understood that. It seems to go against the reason to stay up all night. I always thought the reason to stay up all night is because B'nai Yisrael like woke up late on Shavuos on the morning of Matan Torah, and they need to, and we're being misaki, that's therefore we stay up all night, and therefore we'll be able to have a seek and be able to be Mekabel Torah right away. That was what I always. Like, I never understood. I always asked them, like, what is the purpose? They're like, no. So this past Shavuos, I finally came across. Are you here, Shavuos? Mm-hmm. Talk about this on Shavuos. Mm-hmm. That the Rav Yosef Karo had, there's a letter that Shlomo Altabetz wrote to the Shla. Is that what it was? I think that was it. Shlomo Altabetz wrote to the Shla describing the night that he spent with Rav Yosef Karo in Turkey before they came to Eretz Yisrael. Where the Magid came and spoke with him, and he stayed up all night, and Shlomo Altabetz was there. So he heard the Rav Yosef Karo learning with this Magid the entire night. I think it's assumed to be a Malach, not Eliyahu Navi or anything, but a Malach. The Malach was learning with him the entire night, and the Malach told him, it's very important that he stayed up all night and if he had a nice oilam here, so then it would be even more wonderful. And I forget what the brachos are that was offered, but it was also meant to offset the day is all about Kabbalah Satorah and the Torah Shebichtav, so you need to spend time at night learning Torah Shebal Peh in order to offset the Torah Shebichtav of the day. I think that was part of the letter. So then I understood. So now it makes sense that the idea of staying up all night is about Dafka staying up all night, not about being awake in the morning. So I finally understood why the Chabad say that. And in fact, the idea of staying up all night in order to be up in the morning is not real. There's a quasi source for that, and that is the Magen Avraham. The Magen Avraham suggests that maybe this is the reason that people stay up all night. Like, he's not quoting it from a source that this is the source of the minhag. He just says I've noticed people have this minhag. This might be the reason why people do it. But it seems like this idea of the Zohar, that's probably really more of the original reason why people stay up all night. There's a Zohar saying that you should stay up all night in order to be misaking for in order to balance the Torah being learned over the course of Shavuos. And then the encouragement came from the Magid, when the Magid told Rav Yosef Karo, and it was overheard by Rav Shlomo Altabetz, that everybody should say, in that thing he says that, and therefore you should all come tomorrow night. Meaning that the second night, that's how people know that this took place in Turkey and didn't take place in Eretz Yisrael. So there is no second night. So it sounds like from there that they all went, and he describes. So therefore I gathered a bunch of people together, and I said, hey, why don't we, there is this Magid, Malach came last night and told us that we should all come and learn. And he got to gather everybody together in order to go learn together, which then implies for us that, maybe we should have two nights of Tikkun Leil Shavuos. You should tell Rick Goldstein that I need to prepare two nights of Shirim. Okay.
It doesn't work that well to stay awake during Shabbos, that's for sure. Staying up all night is not a good way to make sure you'll be awake for the Torah reading.
Alright. Okay, so anyways, if you take a look here, Reish Mem Vav Sif Dalet, so the Shulchan Aruch says, Chayv Adam L'Shai Shalim Udo Shulish Petor Shemuxav Dahinu Arba V'Esrim Arba V'Esrim, which is the 24 books of Tanakh, Shlish B'Mishnah, Dahinu Torah Shebal Peh, Opeir Shetor Shemuxav V'Chal Zeh, and then Shlish B'Talmud Dahinu Shiyavin V'Yaskil Achrav Davar Mirishiso V'Yotzi Davar Mitoch Davar V'Yidmid Davar LaDavar, the analysis and lamdas and things like that. V'Yodun Miyusar Torni Jesu Behem Asher Yoda Heyach Ikra Mitzvos V'Heyach Yotzi Yisr V'Amutzer Kiyotzi B'Zeh V'Kiyotzi B'Zeh Dvarim She Lamad M'Pi Hashmua. Similarly, things that are learned by the way of tradition. So Ketzad Tahayabal Umna. So a person is a worker. V'Osif B'Malachdu Gimel Shos B'Yom, and therefore works 3 hours a day. V'Tesh Shos Kore, and you've got 9 hours to learn. So Kore Gimel Mehem B'Torah Shabbatzav V'Gimel Torah Shabbatzav V'Gimel Yavin Davar Mitoch Davar. So that you're going to divide up those in three ways. B'Medvar Mamurim, however, B'Tchilas Limud Shel Adam. Aval kashiyagil b'torah v'lo yehi tzarech limlo torah. But if a person continues to develop and they don't need to learn Torah shebichsav anymore, v'lo lasuk tamid b'torah shebalpeh, yikr be'itim mizumanim Torah shebichsav v'divrei Torah shebalpeh. So you should, at specific times, should review the Torah shebichsav and Torah shebalpeh. They should yishav, doesn't forget it. Darvin dinei Torah v'yifne kol yonu lo talmud bilvad l'fi rochiv libo v'yishiv datzim. But instead, he should focus his most of his days on Talmud. So the Shulchan Aruch is passing like the Rambam, that you have a responsibility to know Mikra and Mishnah, but as one progresses, one is not one is not going to spend as much time on them as he originally did. Good. So comes the Ramah and says, "So v'yesh aimrim shebetalmid bavli shehu bavul b'mikra b'mishnah v'gemara adam yotzei chavasa b'shvil akol." So that's Rabbi Natan. According to Rabbi Natan, that Talmud Bavli contains all these things. And therefore, that would be, therefore that should be sufficient. Let's do a little bit more. The ein la'adam lomod ki'im mikra mishnah u'gemara va'poskim hanimshachim achareichem u'vazeh yikneha olam hazeh mi'olam haba. And by learning these things, so then you'll be able to acquire olam hazeh mi'olam haba. Now, it seems to be limiting things out, which is what the rest of the Ramah is going to talk about, what is excluded. But just on this point here, the Shach in Hay and the Taz, both of them say, the truth is, they both get into that Risha that we said. So let's just do the Shach, because they really seem to, I think they're both saying the same thing. But comes the Shach in Sif Hay and says, so custom...
I can't find... yeah. Yeah. Oh,
it's got a dollar
and a
hate
next to it.
Okay. So comes the... Sifei, right? Shekastav hadrisha, yesh bali batim noagin lilmo b'chol yom gefes. There are people who learn, the bali batim who learn gefes. Below star postim, not the other postim. Uvim rayim lihadam lina sof nidda tanad vei aleyal kol shon halachas b'chol yom uftachu lo shu ben olam haba. About li mira, sheish lilmo tzifrei ha-postim dinei ha-tora kol ritha morcha v'rash. I think, this is really a straight quote from the drisha, but I think one, you have to learn specific poskim, like the Rif Mordechai and Rush, the Domehim, and things for him like them. The Zer Shor Shv Ikkel of Harasein of Einam Yosim Klal Balimun Gemara Perish Rashi and Tosos. And you're not going to be Yosei by learning Gethas. That is kind of Eliyahu, etc. So Karkas of Rashi Shem, I Shona Halachos Perish Halachos Tzukos. That what he means by Shona Halachos means learning Psach Halacha. Umash, because Rabbi Lutam Kan Shas Bavli Balul, and that was Rabbi Lutam says, and nowadays Shas includes all these things. Kai Amasha. I'm not sure. Do you have Aleph and Shin Reish?
Yeah.
You have Kai. I think it's Amasha Kusav. I'm not sure. I was reading before that about learning 9 hours and dividing it up. But Yom Kivushi Yeshul Panai Gadol Yomo B'Shas. You should learn it that way. About Hanach Bali Bakim, but our Bali Bakim She'inam Lomdim Rak Gimel Odal Shos Lo Yomo B'Shas L'Chut. Should not only learn Shas, but rather, what should they learn? They should learn halacha psuka, and they have to learn halacha psuka as well, and that seems like the main thing as being advocated here by the Shach. Okay, so then beyond, so what is one going to then spend their time learning beyond this halacha psuka? So there is a interesting discussion here that like when you're Shana Aleph, this is like something everyone's very curious about. Like, well, how is this one going to divide it up? So the Pisgei Pesachim Utshuvos here quotes that if so, what is Talmud then, and what does the Rambam seem to be encouraging by saying learning Talmud? It seems to be encouraging learning Biyan, learning what we refer to as Gemara Biyan, with learning Gemara and learning the opinions and why the opinions disagree with each other and how they're getting their opinions from and how they're going to compare one halacha to another halacha and conceptualizing what halachas are. There's I drove, I paid a shiva call in West Orange. I drove to West Orange and back, so I had plenty of time to listen to Shiurim. So one of them had been on my playlist for a couple of weeks already. That was Rav Rosenzweig describing the Brisker Derech, and that's his understanding how it's an extension of Torah, the idea of conceptualizing and defining concepts. All of that seems to be what the Rambam is advocating for, which is generally what we would consider to be Torah B'iyim. So is that appropriate? Is that what one is supposed to do to learn in that way? So he points out that the Gra seems to disagree with that idea. Sorry, to get the right. here it is. That right, it comes from this. Shekvar b'tchilas limud shel adam serach lamud b'shlish me'ayom ba'omekayin. That one should spend a third of their day, at least, or even the beginning of their learning, should be spending a third of their day working through these topics. So he says, however, several poskim, although he quotes the Gra in several places, one of them being here in the Sefer Evan Shlema, which is, I believe, the first Sefer that the Gra advocated being printed after he passed away, sort of like a Musar book that he wrote here. So here he says, "Mitzilat Tzarech Lamali Kreso Mikra Mishnah," that one should fill his stomach with Mikra and Mishnah. And even though, he even adds in parentheses here, even if you don't necessarily understand the Mishnah, you should learn them all. And the Gemara Bavli Yerushalmi Tosefta Mechilta Sifra Sifri V'chol Abraisos. Va'achar kach lasuk v'pilpul chaveirim. And then you can go ahead and discuss. I mean, you have to learn everything first before you learn. It seems to be what he's referring to as giving chaburas. Before you give any chaburah, you have to learn everything first. V'zeu hadra shel Torah. That's the way of Torah. Bala Mishnah Seder Limud Shalom Yitzchilu Leida Eich L'papil Ve'in Yodea Mishnah Achas Kitzurasa. But if you just learn how to do pilpul first, and you don't, but you don't necessarily know mishnayos yet. You don't know halachos. You haven't got mitzvahs haTorah shesham b'narusa. You're going to end up giving up on all that Torah you learned from the beginning. So it seems to be so. The way Tiskei Tshuvos lines it up, he's saying that the Gra is disagreeing with this idea or with the simple understanding of the Shulchan Aruch that you can't learn. You can't start being the Daman Milsa Milsa until you've learned everything already. The problem is, if that's the case, then you're never going to do that, right? Because right, that might have worked for the Vilna Gaon, who had this all finished by the age he was 8 and then was ready to give chaburas, but it's not necessarily going to work for us in the for the modern-day yeshiva. So there is a tshuva that Rav Moshe has on this topic. We'll get, and it's I'm not sure why it's set up this way. There's two tshuvos to two different people that are under one siman. We'll get to the, I'll tell you what the second one is. Good find, but it's really relevant for probably next week or in 2 weeks here. But number one is Simon in Yerdeya, Chelek Gimel, Sif Pei Zayin. It's entitled, Limud HaBekiyas U'matan Prasim L'Chazko. One paragraph is about learning Bekiyas, learning quickly, versus, and also giving out prizes. So the first paragraph is, that it's a good thing what they do, that Sheiskabel Inyan Limud HaTorah B'Tamidi Yeshivas Gam Kifi Adin She'ika Mitzvahs Limud Torah Limud Al Kol HaShas U'Leidus Kol HaDini Torah. That you should know all of Shas and know all Dini Torah. Levad Inyan HaIyan HaGadol, besides the idea of Omek, etc. And he says, V'Neskabel Be'ezer Hashem Yisbarach HaShem Rov B'nei Torah Lomdem Eze Shos B'Derech Ligmar Torah. So you should have two siddurim, right? So you're going to spend half the day, or one seder, generally in most yeshivas, at second seder, learning what we referred to before as gefes, trying to cover a lot of ground, and you'll spend the other seder learning iyun, going ba'omekadin, etc., and those types of things. So while the Shulchan Aruch and the Gra, he suggests made a shita out of it, that's one or the other. Rav Moshe's like, okay, yeah, it's not going to work as much as that. You need to do both things. You need to make sure you're covering ground, as well as being able to start getting involved in the lumbus. The second paragraph here he actually talks about, is it a good idea to have prizes and prizes of kavod for covering a lot of ground? Is that a good thing? Is that a good thing or bad thing? And then there's a second, like, that's what I mean. There's Simon Pei Zion, then there's Tshuva 1 and Tshuva 2. Text Shuva 2 is Limud Mishnayas Labanos, teaching Mishnah, teaching Perish Ba'apet to girls. And anyone who that was written to? No. Education Committee at Torah Academy? Harava Gomarino Rav Eliyahu Svei Shlita Haram Philadelphia Yeshiva. This was asked about Torah Academy for girls. Yeah, and Moshe's answer, which we'll cover in 2 weeks, indicates why there's still no Gemara class for girls in Torah Academy, elementary, or high school. Although there is, I discovered today, perhaps there's a little more than what meets the eye here. Here he comes out against it, certainly to Revelia, but in 2 and Sivvav discusses women's learning, so we'll get into it in either next week or in 2 weeks regarding some of the, there's some post-Tshuva back and forth about what Rav Moshe may have told different people. Okay, and then we'll just conclude here. There is a mission. It's okay. The Mishnah Berurah does add in, though, in Chelek Vav. So Chelek Vav is already getting into the Yom Tovim, but in Chelek Vav in Hilchos Aseres Simei Tshuva. So there's a Simon Tafresh Gimel is the Pas is the Pas Yisrael Simon. That of course, the Pharisee Mechuva, one should learn, one should be makhdim to eat Pas Yisrael. And then in the Ramah says, oh, and by the way, you might want to be work on yourself and do some Tikkun Avidus and learn some Musar too. And then the Mishnah Berurah then adds in, yes, it's true, perhaps one should spend their time during, and there's the idea of learning Rabbeinu Yonah during the period of Pharisee Mechuva, but really, really one should be learning Musar every day. So that's the sort of additional to all of these kinds of, to all of this idea of conquering Aryan Torah, the idea of Musar and working on oneself and those types of things certainly should also make up a person's daily chilek in Talmud Torah. Okay, maybe we'll stop here and pick up this next week.